Honorable Madam Chair, distinguished members of the committee, on behalf of the Chinese delegation, including representatives of the Hong Kong and Macau SAR government, we'd like to thank all members for your hard work and sincere efforts. During the review, members of the committee, as the practitioners of the CEDAW spirit, have followed closely China women's development and protection of their rights and interests. You have taken an open and candid attitude to engage in active dialogue with our delegation, and you have also put forward many pertinent and constructive recommendations on China's undertakings to eliminate discrimination against women and promote gender equality. You have displayed professionalism and dedication. My colleagues and I are very touched and inspired. For many years, China has put people first and has pursued the basic national policy in an in-depth manner and has abided by the spirit of CEDAW, diligently implemented the obligations under CEDAW, and has achieved historic achievements in respecting and protecting women's human rights, promoting gender equality and all-round development of women. However, we are also clearly aware that as a major developing country and with a 9.6 million square kilometers of territories, with 30 odd provinces, and also with all ethnic groups and with all walks of life, we have 680 million women in our country. We are still facing a myriad of challenges, and this requires that we need to work harder together with our colleagues across the world. We will carefully study the constructive comments put forward by Madam Chair and all members, and will act responsibly to take them on board. We will also take more active actions to further promote progress in China's gender equality undertakings. And finally, on behalf of the Chinese delegation, I would like to express again our gratitude to Madam Chair for your outstanding leadership, as well as to the rapporteur and experts for your sincere recommendations, and would like sincerely thank the hard work done by the secretariat and the interpreters. We also like to thank the interest and participation of NGOs. Thank you all.